This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the Blueberry Convo by Design studio in Columbus, Ohio. The lead stories are Apple's Manhattan masterpiece is open to the public. 13 things to try when you upgrade to iOS 13, but should you wait? Comcast is alleged to have broken some serious price promises. And those trackers that track you on the internet are tracking you on your connected TV. I want to welcome you to episode 1396 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, September 19th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. I want to welcome all the new listeners to the show. Thanks for being here. We are audio only this show as I am in the Columbus office. We are taking steps now to get video up and running here. It's a part of my week-long effort to get that up and running. But we want to make sure that you visit, if you're brand new, visit geeknewscentral.com. Get subscribed to the show. Subscribe to the newsletter. That way you'll never miss a single episode of this podcast. You can listen to the show on all those locations on geeknewscentral.com or just go to blueberry.com. Search for Blueberry in the directory. Or listen on your smart home device and use the keyword to launch your device and say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. You can join our chat room at geeknews.chat or email me, geeknews@gmail.com, to be on our Slack channel. Of course, my email address for all comments, again, geeknews@gmail.com, or on, you can comment to me on Twitter at geeknews, and of course, follow me on Facebook. Partner shows include GNC Week in Review by Kirk Corliss, the executive producer of this show. The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain. The Pro Gear site written by my team at Geek News Central. The new media show co-hosted by myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee. And of course, podcast legends. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. We want to thank the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. And that's our good friends at GoDaddy.com. You can get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And find a new.com, new or transferred, $4.99 gets you started. Or get started with an internet hosting package, whether it's a standard hosting package or a managed WordPress hosting package. And of course, all these codes to save money is at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. For just $1 a month for the first year on any of these hosting packages, we get you going. And it includes a free domain name or save 30%. It's a great code to use on your new product purchases at GoDaddy or website builder. You know, I sat through a brand new a demonstration of some stuff going on at GoDaddy and how they're making it easier for business owners to design their websites. It was a 45-minute presentation by the team at GoDaddy, and they're doing some incredible things over there, helping you focus on all the platforms that you want to be on with having a central location for your website. You know, that's what I've talked about for many years, is you have to have a place to call home, and geeknewscentral.com is my home on the internet, even though this podcast is consumed really just about everywhere. But you all know where to come back to Moonbase Alpha, just like any business. You have to have a location, whether you're promoting on Instagram or Twitter or on Facebook or where, if you're selling goods on Poshmark, you just don't know, right? GoDaddy now has a great product and service to help you be everywhere. And I'm really excited about this new product offering. You'll start to see some of it roll out in GoDaddy if it hasn't already. And again, use my promo codes to save money on those products and services over there. GoDaddy Website Builder, you get a 30-day free trial, of course. Check that out. And we want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central. Check out all the exciting things, all the new and exciting things GoDaddy's doing. I'm telling you, if you haven't been over there in a while, you're missing out. You really, really are. I spent some time the other day working on my personal accounts and taking care of some domain upgrades, some other things that are going on. And they've really kind of cleaned a lot of the process up over there. And it's one of the best, most refined websites for getting online and doing what you need to do to build a business, to build a brand, to build a podcast, you name it, whatever you want to do. We want you to consider GoDaddy as your source. And when you get over there, use my promo code to save that, save those hard-earned dollars. Use that 30% off code. Sign up for a hosting account. Again, $1 a month for the first year, $12 to get you a hosting account, plus, again, plus a free domain. And we thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central. Well, let me just kind of get you guys caught up. I left real early this morning to drive up to Columbus. Traffic was horrendous. I got down here about 9 o'clock. It took me about 45 minutes longer than it normally does. And I was only in the office 15 minutes before I was in meetings, and just things have been insanely busy as always. I left here about 5, got checked into the hotel, got a little bit to eat. I'm back here, and Kirk did a great job getting the show ready for us tonight. So ready to rock and roll into some content. We're not going to waste too much time because there's a pile of stuff to go through. But as a reminder, next Monday, I'm 99% sure there's not going to be a show. It's largely because my team is getting together here in Columbus. We've got full day's worth of work, and then the team, the board is going out to dinner afterwards and having ongoing evening discussions, and then a full day on Tuesday, then potentially have a new team member flying in here on Wednesday to work, getting him engaged and up and running. Thursday, I'm hoping to get out of here midday because I've got internet installers coming on Friday in Michigan to run my internet into the loft that I'm moving into. I've decided to call it the loft. It's not going to be the apartment. It's going to be a loft. The gal that's in there right now, she's going to be out at the end of the month. I said, the team can get in here and do the install, D minus, we bring you in, bring in internet. I said, you're going to have internet to use for a month before I move in. And of course, she was quite happy with that. She's been using her mobile card. So Friday morning, the installers come for that. And then I have to prepare. Of course, Thursday night, we'll do the show from Michigan. And then Saturday, I have to prepare for the podcast awards. That happens on Sunday night. And then Monday, we have two live sessions for International Podcast Day, which is, you know, full blown on everything for that. And I will do a show, I believe, Monday night. And then it's going to be crazy. It really is. It's going to be probably I'm going to have to look at all the times because it's just things are crazy right now from that schedule. And maybe I will substitute that what I do there for the show. Who knows? But then Tuesday morning, I get right back in the car, and I'm back down here in Columbus. So big, full schedule. Big, 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 full schedule. At least, you know, and be honest with you, I'm going to be spending a lot of time down here. We got a lot going on, and I need to be in the office. So it is just what it is. It's one of those things. And that's why it's important for us to get audio running up here in the studio. And, you know, way things are, and I have, you know, kind of told you this as well, I do want to take a couple of shows off at some point. So I don't know if I want to do 1,400 before the break or come back and do 1,400. I'm not 100% positive. I'll make a command decision on that soon. It all depends on how everything goes with everything that's happening with the show between now and the end of the month. So thanks for being patient. Thanks for being part of the family. Thanks for being part of the ongoing process with this show. It's kind of crazy, yeah? And I'm hoping that the show content's not suffering too much. At least it's a major variety. And the goal has been, and I think I've maintained it, is to put out as much content as possible, stay on track as much as possible. And I think this is the first year that we're going to hit 100 episodes within a 12-month span, or actually maybe a little sooner, So I think I've done a good job for you there and with all the transition. But being down here, we started the process today of taking pictures, taking measurements, and then sending the information over to the Audimute.com team to do the design for this room and to get our, basically, so we can have this, this awesome sound. Studio sounds good already, but we want to up the game and have good visuals as well. So exciting stuff coming down the pike here. All right, so let's talk about Apple's iconic Fifth Avenue store. It's back and bigger than ever. The cube looks the same, but everything around it and down inside is new. So they posted a few pictures, but they're back open from being closed for nearly 2 years. And so this is big. And again, this morning, Apple invited media to visit the store with designers, architects, and retail staff on hand, discuss the reimagined space. And of course, tomorrow will be open for the first day sales of the new iPhone. Don't know if they got people lined up outside or not, but they spared no expense. And it's pretty iconic and beautiful, as you would expect. And I'm sure it's going to be full of people. But anyway, I have that linked up in the show notes for you to check out. Of course, tomorrow's the big day for iOS 13. Now, I'm just going to be I think today's the day that iOS 13 came out, but I want you to be careful. I'm hearing that you may want to wait till iOS 13.1 that will come near the end of the month with the Apple TV Plus rollout. I'm hearing a mixed bag reactions for it. But if you did upgrade, you need to check out Apple Arcade. There's a new way to do undo in iOS 13 for iPad OS. There's a way to turn on dark mode in the phone. You can also change the way that you look at your photos and its camera. Specifically with the photos, because they're so integral to how we use our phones, you're going to find that the new Photos tab provides even better curated images, libraries pulling collections into months, days, and years. And if you look carefully, you'll notice how live photos play automatically as you scroll through your collection, and you can edit live photos non-destructively. And there's lots of other features. You can intelligently zoom, and whatever it thinks is the most important part of the image. And when you're looking at large image previews, it narrows that down. So it's some built-in machine intelligence to do that. You also got the ability to really to improve on how you edit some audio, which I've always thought was weak in iOS, largely because you just had to be real careful. You couldn't zoom it in real close. It was always caused me some trouble. There's ways now to in the mapping functions, you can tap a location that you're trying to get to on maps and look down the information window that appears. You'll find an ETA called follow an item called shared ETA, and basically you can tap above the words add person, and you can basically give them the ability to see where you're at and tracking. And so lots of stuff like that. There's some improvements to writing and styling in emails, and you can zip and unzip files now, and they made websites easier to read as well. So a lot of updates to iOS 13. Definitely check it out. Let me know what you find, what you like the most. And of course, if you like that Apple Arcade, there's 10 Apple Arcade launch games that you are advised to check out. And again, it's Cricket for the Ages, Card of Darkness, Grindstone, Sayonara Wild Hearts. They've got one called Mini Motorways, Where's Cards Fall. These are all little arcade games. And Skate City, Bleak Sword, Overland. So Overland is a turn-based strategy game where your main goal is to simply survive. You start out in an abandoned parking lot with a car that's out of gas, and from there you pretty much have to figure out things on your own, and you can make a handful of decisions each turn, whether you're that searching a dumpster for supplies or talking to a fellow survivor about joining you, after which you wait for the post-apocalyptic creepy crawlies to scutter about. So anyway, some arcade games to check out. Moving on here, Comcast. Oh my goodness. You live in Utah? This is ridiculous. Comcast offered customers in Utah a lifetime price guaranteed in order to compete against Google Fiber, which then they violated, according to this article, the lifetime promise by raising those customers' prices according to a lawsuit that's pending in federal court. In 2016, Comcast was under intense competitive pressure from Google's high-speed fiber optic data service, specifically in Salt Lake City. Comcast engaged extra sales staff to try to effectively beat the Google Fiber sales staff as they made their way up and down the streets of each neighborhood to compete. Comcast sales staff began to offer lifetime contracts to some of its customers and sold Comcast broadband services by using door-to-door salespeople, especially in cities and neighborhoods where Google is aggressively offering its fiber. Customer Brian Barker, the plaintiff in the proposed class action suits, that in July of 2016, he took up Comcast's offer for $120 per month and $120 per month plan, including TV, internet, and phone service. Basically, he received a mailing from Comcast that said the $120 price would be locked in for as long as he wanted. The mailing included a price list on which the Comcast salesperson had written that this is a lifetime price and that these are not promotional prices, no yearly increases. The lawsuit said a copy of this mailing and exhibit that they submitted to the court is available for review. But anyway, what Comcast did here recently is that it increased folks' bill that were on these lifetime plans. Some between $10 and $50 per month. The complaint continues. Many customers, upon seeing the substantial increase in monthly billing, contacted Comcast, were told by Comcast employees or representatives that Comcast's lifetime plan does not exist in spite of the previous presentations by its sales staff and in spite of the numerous written contracts with lifetime language prominently displayed. Whoa. So what Comcast is deciding here is we're just going to go ahead and screw these people, in my opinion, and we're going to up the rates. And if a few of them complain, we'll fight it out in court because we were never planning to do lifetime pricing. These cable companies, for more and forevermore, can never, ever be trusted. They know they're losing TV subscribers. Most people are going internet only. They know that they have to up revenues. They're just going to be ISPs at some point here, even though they're offering triple plays. They know the clock is ticking, and they have to increase prices as much as they can. It's a really dirty pool, in my opinion. We'll see what happens here, but I hope that this makes class action status, and I hope these folks win their lawsuit against Comcast. It's a pretty dirty pool. So when someone promises you something, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you make that, give that to you in writing, and that you save all that stuff, so that when it's 3-4 years later and you've kind of forgot, and you get an increase and that triggers you to think, how come? You have a recourse. In this instance, these folks didn't, but you might have some recourse in court down the road. Facebook and Google, not surprisingly, have ad trackers on your streaming TV. You just can't get away from the big ad tech companies. They're doing everything they can to track you. Modern TVs coming to you over the internet instead of through cable or over the air has a modern problem. You know, this goes an extension. All of your internet-connected streaming devices are watching you and feeding your data to advertisers. Two independent sets of researchers this week released papers that measure the extent of the surveillance your TV is conducting on you. They also sort out who is exactly benefiting from the massive amount of consumer data that is taken with or without consumer knowledge. The first study conducted by Princeton University of Chicago looked specifically at the Roku and Amazon set-top boxes, a review of more than 2,000 channels across two platforms found trackers on 69% of Roku channels and 89% of Amazon Fire TV channels. The most prevalent tracker was Google's DoubleClick, and it showed up in 975 of the top 1,000 Roku channels, with Google Analytics trackers showing up in 360. Over on Amazon side of things, perhaps unsurprisingly, Amazon trackers were the most prevalent, showing up in 687 of 1,000 channels. DoubleClick trackers were found in 307 channels, and Facebook trackers were found on 196. Tracking not only includes sending information about video titles, which you might expect, but also permanent device identifiers, wireless SSID information that the researchers found, and a majority of the channels sending information back through the tracker sent it unencrypted in plain text. The TVs that are doing this are nearly all of them. They say here, the TVs were the worst for how many unique third-party destinations they contact. The research found corroborating the findings that a great deal of the data is sent in plain text. Facebook, Amazon, DoubleClick were again among the top recipients of consumer data. This is from another researcher. So again, they're just collecting, and they don't care about your privacy in any shape or form. This next device, I just can't believe it. Nearly every one of you have a webcam on your laptop, built into your laptop, or you have some sort of other device that is you can do video on your phone. But Facebook has launched what's called Portal TV. It's a 149 video chat set-top box with 8 microphones and 1 video camera. Facebook wants to take over your television with a clip-on camera for video calling, AR gaming, and content co-watching. In Facebook, I'm serious, trying to dominate the world. The new TV portal lets you hang out with friends on your home's biggest screen. It's a fresh product category that could give the social network a unique foothold in the living room, where unlike on phones where it's beholden to Apple and Google, Facebook owns the hardware and the operating system. And they've unveiled a line of these portal devices where you can talk to mom and friends and you can do watch parties. It's just a little bit weird to me. This has become too much. And I'm sure this portal stuff is all sending data back. Now, the original portal launched a year ago to favorable reviews, except for one sticking point. Journalists all thought it was too sketchy during Facebook surveillance inside their homes. Well, you're playing with Facebook, you're already being surveilled. Whether the mainstream consumer feels this way is still a mystery, as the company has refused to share sales numbers. The engagement, the retention numbers are all real positive. According to the team, though, at Facebook, they say we haven't seen developers like Netflix rush to bring their apps to the portal platform. To the end, Privacy and Portal no longer feels clipped on like the old plastic removable camera covers. We have to always do more work to grow the numbers of people who have that level of comfort and bring the technology into their home. We've done what we can in this latest generation of products, now with integrated camera covers that are hardware integrated lights when the microphone is off, and form factors that are less obtrusive. Well, let me just tell you, really? The microphone's off when you say it's off? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Call me a skeptic. Everything else is listening to us. Amazon will order 100,000 electric delivery vans from EV startup Rivian. The Michigan-based startup is riding high from a series of major funding rounds, including one led by Amazon. So he's going to buy 100,000 Rivian vans to be on the road by 2024. The first vans will hit the road in 2021, with prototypes possible arriving as early as next year. Minutes after this announcement, Amazon Senior Vice President of Operations Dave Clark tweeted a rendering of the vehicle, which is in the show notes. And it is quite ugly. It is as plain Jane as a panel van as you're going to get. This is not an Apple product. There is no styling. It is ugly. You will not miss this thing on the street. Google has released Chrome 77 with custom colors and tab groups. Organizing your tabs so far only works on Android, but you can try it on personal computers today. It's a little splash of color with Chrome 77. So 5G, you want to know where 5G is today? Well, 5G and Verizon Everything Network is in Atlanta, Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Indianapolis, Minneapolis, Washington, D.C., St. Paul, Providence, Rhode Island, Phoenix, Arizona, and New York, New York. With Sprint, it's in Atlanta, Dallas, Chicago, Houston, Kansas, Los Angeles, New York, Phoenix, and Washington, D.C. T-Mobile is in Atlanta, Cleveland, Dallas, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and New York. And AT&T, by far is the largest, is in Atlanta, Austin, Charlotte, Dallas, Houston, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Louisville, Nashville, New Orleans, New York, Oklahoma City, Orlando, Raleigh, North Carolina, San Antonio, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, and Waco, Texas. I miss Waco. I used to go to Waco a lot. As I talked about when I've been traveling in some of these big cities, I'm just absolutely hating in New York. It was the city bikes. So annoying. Bikes everywhere, scooters everywhere. It's just, ugh. It's a modern, you know, if there's ever something that takes us all these cities will have is cars, scooters, and bicycles laying in the streets. But bike lanes are coming to Lyft apps. The riding hailing company is adding protected bike lanes and bike-friendly routes to its app to help customers feel more confident shifting to two-wheeled transportation. And of course, many cities are accommodating these bike riders, which you hardly see any on. In Honolulu, they took away major lanes of automobile traffic for bike lanes that you see one or two bicycles on. And not any of these rental bikes, but these cities are all trying to be more green and reducing car lanes. It's really something. But I guess millennials don't drive. They just ride a bike everywhere, becoming like the Chinese and some Asian countries. Amazon Jeff Bezos is promising climate change action. This is after more than 1,500 Amazon employees have pledged to stage a walkout protest tomorrow. And it'll be the first walkout by staff at Amazon Seattle headquarters. He says he's made a promise to make the company carbon neutral and meet the goals of Paris Climate Summit by 2040. Yawn, 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 yawn. I know this is important to some people, but you know, I guess they ordered 100,000 electric vehicles. Let's see how far those things will actually go on a charge. Airbnb says it intends to go public in 2020 with $1 billion in revenue. It's not the first time Airbnb has achieved the number. And what that really means for the home sharing platform is growth is the growth narrative. And they say that now is the timing of is the company's IPO will be in 2020. And we'll see what happens there. So I've never done Airbnb. Have you? Watch OS 6 is now available. And here are a few of the top 6 new Apple Watch features. All right. So loads, L-O-A-D-S, of new watch faces. Some new built-in apps. Apple Watch now has its built-in app store for discovering and downloading new watch apps. Really? Who's going to do that on the phone, on the app, on the watch? There's also a new built-in calculator app with tipping features, voice memos for recording audio and syncing to iCloud, and audiobooks for streaming and syncing audiobooks from Apple Books. There's a new health apps. WatchOS 6 introduces 2 new health apps. Cycle training for logging menstrual cycles and viewing the fertile windows for reproductive health. And a noise app for detecting decibel levels above the recommended volumes. That's cool. Some new Siri features. Siri and Apple Watch can now show the web results for searching queries using voice. Siri can also now locate family and friends using the updated Find People app, which replaces Find Friends. Radio streaming comes later this month. Apple Watch will be able to stream live radio from iHeartRadio.com and tune in directly over the internet. And activity trends. Track health and fitness with your Apple Watch. Check the activity app on the iPhone in iOS 13 for a look at trends. So available now. All right. Who's going to get it? Those of you that have Series 3 and Series 4, with Apple Watch Series 5 comes Watch OS 6 already installed, and the new software will come to Apple Watch Series 1 and Apple Watch Series 2 later this year. YouTube, I didn't even know they had a personal verification program, but I guess if you had over 100,000 subscribers, you could be verified as being a real person behind your YouTube channel. Well, they're renovating that, and not everyone's going to be able to be verified. You're going to have to be notable or susceptible to people trying to, you know, pawn themselves off as you, something to that effect. But anyway, that is some changes to YouTube. Apple has rescheduled iOS 13.1 and iPad OS release for September 24th, and that's nearly a week sooner than originally planned. So that's pretty good. The company is holding gadgets, moving the release to September 24th, a nearly week before the original scheduled September 30th debut, where there's no mention of just why Apple's stepping up the pace. It might be due to software stability. Some iPhone 11 reviewers have noticed buggy behavior in iOS 13, and this could iron out the kinks before there's too much opportunity for people to complain. And so the Apple TV OS stuff will still happen down the road. How many of you have had one of these Impossible Whoppers from Burger King? How does it taste? You know, recently, I've actually had a hankering for Whoppers, and I've had a couple over the last month without cheese. And yeah, I know they're not good for me, but boy, it's better than McDonald's burgers. And so T-Mobile customers can grab a free Impossible Whopper from Burger King next Tuesday. So if you want to try one, next Tuesday you can get a free one. So to grab your free Impossible Whopper, you'll need to log into T-Mobile's Tuesday app and then redeem it through the Burger King app. In addition to an Impossible Whopper, T-Mobile customers can also get 3 months of Pandora premium service for free next Tuesday. So let me know how that Impossible Whopper tastes. And for those of you who don't know, that's the vegetarian-based Whopper. Facebook has announced that users have raised over $2 billion for nonprofits and causes since 2015. More than 45 million people have also donated and started a Facebook fundraiser. That's pretty amazing, $2 billion. About half of that total comes from fundraising. It happens on people's birthdays. The money's helped fund a variety of nonprofits, including those that help children with cancer, feed the hungry, fuel research to cure disease. More than 45 million people donated or started a Facebook fundraiser, according to the company. One thing I noticed is when I went to our county fair back in August, the 4-H kids that raise animals, they most of them are required to sell those animals, and they go to market. And as I was watching the auction, there was a new category. It was called Feed the Need. So it was where companies could come in and buy, let's say they buy a steer or they buy a pen of pigs or chickens or rabbits or whatever it may be. If it's a corporation, they don't necessarily want to, what are they going to do with a whole beef, right? They're not going to... you know, they distribute it amongst their employees or whatever, but Feed the Need was a way for those companies to donate that meat to local charities. And I thought it was an awesome, awesome way to make a donation and while at the same time supporting a kids 4-H project. And that meat is some of the best that you'll ever be able to sink your teeth into. And again, Feed the Need went to feeding, you know, homeless shelters and that kind of stuff. So I thought it was pretty awesome. I really did. All right, moving on here. Over in CNET, space medicine isn't just for astronauts. It's for all of us. Fresh from a six-month space expedition, NASA astronaut Serena Onyon-Chancellor is sharing how her bioscience experiments in microgravity could improve medicine on Earth. This is a pretty extensive article. There's some YouTube stuff. It talks about all the stuff she was doing in space. This is probably, I'm not kidding you, probably a 20-minute, maybe a 30-minute read. It's extensive, good overview of what's been being done in the International Space Station, and I think it'd be of interest to many of you that are curious about next generation medicines being developed and how the International Space Station, which our taxpayer dollars pay for, is being used to advance science and medicine. T-Mobile is also announcing that they'll give Apple Card owners higher in-store cashbacks. An exclusive Apple Card deal, you'll get 3% instead of 2% cashback when you use the Apple Card. The company said it's the only wireless provider to offer 3% daily cash on Apple Card, and will apply that to the iPhone 11, Watch Series 5, and any other in-store purchases. It will also offer 3% cash back for one-time bill payments if you use Apple Card with Apple Pay in T-Mobile stores. T-Mobile is offering 50% off the latest iPhone 11, 11 Pro, and 11 Pro Max models with eligible trade-ins. So how many of you have signed up for an Apple Card? Please be honest. Let me know. Let me know how that's working out. Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com. Really love to hear how your experience has been with that. You know, here's my thing is I've never had good luck with cashback cards. That's why I use mileage cards. So I don't know. I feel I get more bang for the buck with mileage cards. I really, really do. What say you? Roku has updated its devices. There's a new $29 Roku Express and a $99 Roku Ultra. Basically, they're saying they're faster, a little more sleek. They've also got some remote updates with some programmable buttons on it, which is pretty cool. And instead of having just the Netflix, ESPN, Hulu, or Sling buttons, which they all paid to be there, you can program your own one or two buttons. And they also have a 9.2 update, and it updates a number of features within the actual Roku platform itself. I'm still a big fan of Roku. I really, really am. Hey, those of you that have the Pocket Cast podcast app, you know that you heard about them making a change from paid to free. Well, and then they were going to have a subscription plan for something that was advanced. Well, there was enough backlash that Pocket Cast has changed its subscription plans after everyone complained. They're now offering free lifetime access to its web and desktop apps if you've paid previously. And if you haven't, you're going to be able to... What's sad is they're going to a monthly subscription of 99 cents a month or $10 a month to use, $10 a year to use. So it's not completely free here what they've done. What it is they're probably trying to figure out how to stay in business. It's one of the very popular podcast apps. We'll see how many people actually pay. Android 10, the folks over at PC World saying 10 essential tips you've overlooked in using Android 10. And I won't go into these, but there's some stuff like how to use the dark themes, how to share your Wi-Fi via QR codes, change theming options. There's a focus mode, some new files. And anyway, link will be up in the show notes for you to check all that out. Kirk dug me a bunch of stuff out today, and I noticed he got into news that was a day or 2 days old. I didn't know how far to go down. So I grabbed what I thought would be a normal show length. And I think we're going to hit the mark here. So Kirk, pay attention to where I stop today. If you have to update the show notes. Hey, Verizon 5G will launch in New York City on September 26th. So just a few days away. Also, Netflix is saying that they may use performance bonuses to incentivize actors and filmmakers. It's a way to win projects that might go to rivals otherwise. So Netflix has been using upfront payment filmmakers and other talent, but the streaming giant could lose out on some projects with that practice, seeing it puts a limit on potential profit. Those who believe the project could be huge blockbusters can choose a more traditional studio and theatrical release to be able to take home a percentage of the box office money. That's why Netflix is thinking of offering filmmakers and producers bonuses if their film becomes a success. Success would mean different things for different projects. Bonuses for films made for awards depends on how many it actually wins, while other movie bonuses could be based on viewership. So lots of changes here. The source said its movies is aimed at winning projects that might otherwise go to rival studios. Of course, The company's rivals continue to grow in numbers, Disney and Apple all throwing huge amounts of cash. And what it's going to end up being is we're, as consumers, is going to win, but we're going to have three different devices and four different subscriptions to get it all. All right, over on Geek News Central, GitHub acquires Semily. So if you don't know what Semily is, but GitHub announced that it's welcoming Semily to GitHub. The acquisition is seen as GitHub is a big step in securing the open source supply chain. Semily's revolution semantic code analysis engine allows developers to write queries, identify code patterns in large code bases, and searches vulnerabilities and their variants. Semily is trusted by security leaders at Uber, NASA, Microsoft, Google, and has helped thousands of vulnerabilities in some of the largest code bases in the world, as well over 100 CVEs and open source projects to date. Apparently 21, oh no, 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 no. They didn't say how much the price was, but they'd raised about $31 million before its acquisition today. Flip phones. Some of you still have those. Some of you do it because you don't want to be tracked. And there's a lot of folks out there that have a variety of phones. They have minimal digital footprints. Dumb phones are getting smarter, sadly. So the folks at Google have come up with the Go Flip 3 on T-Mobile and Metro by T-Mobile, and the Smart Flip on AT&T and Cricket have come with all the reliable bells and whistles you expect in a standard feature phone, including 17.8 days of standby time and a real cheesy 2-megapixel camera. But they're going to add Google Assistant and a few other things here that are probably going to irritate people. Google continues to wiggle its way in. It wants to know what you're doing, wants to track you. As well, Amazon is now offering more ways for you to pay in cash. PayCode joins Amazon Cash in the United States as another method for using cash to buy from the online retailer. I don't even know what PayCode is. PayCode, and everybody says PayCode service to U.S., bringing it to 15,000 Western Union locations. PayCode joins Amazon Cash as another way for shoppers to buy online using cash instead of a debit card or credit card. With Amazon Cash introduced 2 years ago, people load money into their Amazon accounts by going to a store like CVS or Sheetz. While PayCode is similar, buyers instead load up their cart, select PayCode at checkout, then pay at Western Union. I wonder how much that's going to cost to use those services. Because Western Union, I think, is pretty much a premium. Comcast is going to be giving a free streaming box to its internet-only subscribers. Well, surprise, surprise. It wants you to use their own box. And so this free streaming box to its internet-only subscribers will help it control their TV watching experience without even getting them to pay for cable. The streaming box is called Xfinity Flex. Costs $5 a month, which is a ludicrous cost when you consider you can get a Roku for $30 flat. So now they're becoming more aggressive, and it's doing so right as the streaming competition is heating up. Having a Flex in the home of internet-only subscribers gives Comcast a chance to take cut in some of those subscriptions if it can drive signups through its box. The box also gives Comcast control over what customers don't see. And as this review says, Flex doesn't include cable packages alternatives like PlayStation, Vue, DirecTV. Now, so the box can also help nudge people back towards Comcast's own cable services. Don't be surprised. Why do we need this box? We don't. Star Wars on Disney Plus. Everything we wanted to know about Obi-Wan Kenobi TV show. Ewan McGregor will play the exiled Jedi Master again in a live-action show on Disney's streaming service. Obi-Wan Now, that's a name I have not heard in a long time. Of course, Disney's got a whole lot of Star Wars shows planned in its Disney Plus streaming services. The Mandalorian will be available at launch in November. The seventh season of The Clone Wars will follow next February with a Rogue One prequel series coming later. Gosh, they make it tough not to pay, don't they? So the most exciting new show still to come is an untitled Obi-Wan Kenobi show. Again, we'll see Ewan McGregor return to the role of the venerable Jedi Master he played in the Star Wars prequels. So when is this out? Sometime in 2021. So you have some time. It was noticed by some experts in the field that Mozilla was revealing and then concealed some paid support plans for Firefox. more for enterprise type clients. They hid the option, saying they weren't quite ready. They were still exploring the option. Amazon is pulling the rug out from underneath Tidal with a new HD music streaming service. Now, 50 million songs and the highest quality streaming audio. Now, if you're an audiophile, you can pay and you have the right gear to be able to listen to this. You're going to get audio at 320 kilobits per second. You're going to pay $12.99 a month for this Amazon Music HD. And so you can, and also they're going to have some stuff up to 850 kilobits per second. And there's an Ultra HD tracks on which Amazon has several million files as well. These are songs. They're 24-bit sample rates from 44.1 kilohertz to 192 kilohertz up to 3,730 kilobits per second total. Oh my God, this is ridiculous. But anyway, you're going to need at least 1.5 megs of download bandwidth and probably some better audio gear to actually tell the delta. Lyft, my goodness. And when, after you read this story, I was just mortified. Ladies, please, if you're going to be riding in a lot of these car services by yourself, please have mace or taser or some sort of self-protection with you. Lyft has been hit with another horrifying sexual assault lawsuit. And this is really a little too graphic to even go into. But if you read the Lyft statement, it's horrifying. And it may change your opinion about riding with Lyft, but I think Uber has some of the same issues here. But this is bad. This driver, I mean, this rider reported this as an abduction, kidnapping / sexual assault. The driver actually took her off the route to a location, and it was bad. It was really, really, really bad. And her driver kidnapped her at gunpoint, drove her across the state line, and then Lyft had the gall to charge her for the entire ride, even after she reported the issue. This is just unconscionable. I don't get it. I really, really don't. And then the driver was still driving. I don't know if he still is now, but a huge lawsuit by this woman, as she well deserves to file this. There's a lot of file sharing options out there. I use Dropbox quite a bit. Dropbox, Google Drive, OneDrive, but there's more. And the team here at Computer World has a good list for you to review, and the options and the costs as well. Elon Musk is fighting a lawsuit. Apparently, he spent $50,000 digging into a critic's personal life. And you remember this? He was going after British expat and Thai caver Vern Unsworth in the summer of 2018 in an effort to substantiate the claim that he was a pedophile. Actually, he called him a pedo guy. And Musk revealed the spending in his latest response to a defamation lawsuit Unsworthy filed against him last year, but apparently spent $50,000 to have private investigators try to prove that this guy had started dating his wife before she was 18. Actually, he thought it was, he started dating her when she was around 12, but that was not the case. What an investigation found, she was actually around 18. They don't say she was 18. What you're going to find in many Asian countries is that birth certificate records are not great. And they also have a tendency in some countries to count a little different. So if you're a young fella and you're going into Asia and you meet someone and they say they're 18, you better ask for proof. And you better also maybe step it up a year or two and still get proof. Because paperwork can be weird out there, and you don't want to get into a situation where you could be in jail in one of these countries for a long, long time for being with a minor. So just be careful out there. But anyway, this lawsuit continues on this defamation suit. MoviePass, of course, is dead. but its former leaders want to resurrect it. Ted Franzworth says he isn't ready to walk away. He wants to buy, he announced today that he made an offer to acquire MoviePass along with the related assets belonging to its parent company, Helios and Matheson Analytics. And I believe there's great unrealized value in MoviePass, and we want to rebuild and make sure it reaches its full potential. So we'll see. The terms of the deal were not disclosed, but it would include MoviePass, MoviePhone, the movie listings and information service, MoviePass Films, a film production company, and MoviePass Ventures. So, of course, at one time, I was one of their 3 million subscribers that got in late and kind of got screwed. More and more streaming stuff. Hollywood Reporter is reporting that the NBC Universal streaming strategy named, it's going to be called Peacock. And those of you who have been around for a while will understand why NBC is calling this. Again, it the ad-supported direct-to-consumer platform will be called Peacock and launch in April 2020 with a lineup of more than 15,000 hours in content, including exclusive library titles like Parks and Recreation and originals including reboots of Battlestar Galactica, Saved by the Bell, and Punky Brewster. So why don't we just resurrect Battlestar Galactica? Give us some new seasons there. So we'll see here what they're able to produce. But at least it's not paid. It's going to be advertising supported, which is cool. Hey, if you're a Google Fi user, Google Fi now has an unlimited plan. Awesome. Go out there and check it out. If you've got a kid that is a fan of Yoda, Disney's Bedtime Hotline for Kids is back for 2 weeks. Get your pens ready. Starring Yoda, just call 1-877-7-MICKEY. Again, it's 1-877-7-MICKEY to get the Disney character. Wish your kids good night. So very, very cool. Parents can reach this toll-free hotline. And again, it'll lead to an automated message, which then they'll be able to select from a list of characters. Oh, they got more. So rather than a simple good night, the bedtime messages are all uniquely written to suit each character. Yoda's message in particular seems crafted to transport the listener to a galaxy far, far away. And it says, close your eyes and reach out. With your feelings, says Yoda in the message, feel the force surround you, like the blanket it is. In your dreams, other places you will see the future, past, old friends, the new. See you there, I will, for the force is with you always. Now, this is unlimited. It will close operation on September 30th, so get it out there. Record those when you do it, and you can reshare it later. As you drive around the country or through towns, do you know your license plate's being scanned as part of a private surveillance plan? Well, lots of companies like Repo Groups and so forth, they need to know where cars are roaming around. And for $20, you can look up a license plates in the database and $70 to receive a live alert that flags when a plate shows up. These are private companies. They're scanning plates, not governmental agencies. What do you think about that? Google, we know the Pixel 4 is coming in. So many leaks of what it looked like were out there that they dropped a giant Coral Pixel 4 ad in Times Square. And it was up for a bit. People got a little preview of the Pixel 4. Of course, October 15th is the date that that is coming. The U.S. government is suing Edward Snowden over his memoir. Wow, I didn't even know he was putting out a memoir. The government says he broke a non-disclosure agreement with the CIA and NSA. Well, he's broke a lot more than that. So the United States is suing whistleblower Edward Snowden over his memoir, Permanent Record. It claims a former CIA employee and national security agent contractor violated non-disclosure agreements with both agencies because he didn't submit the book to them for review before public. You know my book that I did for my podcasting book? Did you know I had to submit that to DOD to be reviewed before I could let it go publish? That's part of the deal if you hold a position of trust. And even if you don't hold a security clearance anymore, any type of book or paper that you publish still has to go back to Uncle Sam for review, even if it's completely non-related content. That's just part of your lifetime agreement that you signed as a person that held a security clearance. You just can't go write a book and cut it loose. They want to review it. And oftentimes, you know, in my case, it was just a rubber stamp because there was no government-related information in there, but you still have to. So I don't know what they're going to do there. I don't know how they're going to get any money because he's been living in Russia under asylum. And but the government's suing the book publisher as well in an attempt to prevent earnings from being transferred to him. And should he ever return to the United States, he's going to go to the big house for a long, long time, no matter what type of celebrity status he is. I wonder if he's learning Russian while he's over there. All right, you can now order Postmates at Yankee Stadium. So fans can order and ahead and skip the lines. And the days of getting a nasty hot dog or peanuts during a baseball game are long over. From Fenway Park to Canby Yards, most MLB stadiums are packed with a wide range of food items. But for Yankees fans with a craving for something different, Postmates, they announced an exclusive partnership with Yankee Stadium, the food delivery app, already is in a partnership with the Dodger Stadium. This service called Postmates Lives will allow fans to order right from their seats and retrieve their food at designated pickup points in Section 113, 160 in the stadium. The service is only available in those two sections, but roll out to additional areas in time for the 2020 season. Okay. You just get a dog. Android Central has a list of the best power banks for under $30 in 2019. And of course, some of my favorites are in here. Rab Power. We've got one from Allkey. Yeah, all my favorites are listed here. Link will be up in the show notes for you to check out. All right, we're going to wrap the show at this point. I actually got through this stuff pretty fast tonight. I want to thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for being part of the family. I'm a little punchy at this time. I've been up a lot of hours and get this quickly edited and posted and out on the wires. And then I'm going to crawl in, hopefully, into a warm hotel bed. But again, likely no show on Monday just because of the team meeting here. And I'll have everyone here to providing input of stuff that we're doing in the final months of this year. It's a very exciting time and podcasting for me. And I'm as busy as I have ever been. And I've need at this point to throttle back a little bit. They got to get back in the gym. Because I'm just putting in too many hours. And I've recognized that I'm impacting myself negatively, and I need to be able to get some personal time and not be so hyper-focused on what's going on here. It'd be no good if I stroke out. So, and of course, for my family as well. But other than that, I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoy the ride here and everything that's going on. And really, you know, I haven't had a lot of feedback yet for what you guys thought of the new studios and how's the sound sounding on the other end. I know there's a delta between here and, of course, back in the Michigan studio. Of course, the Michigan studio is not completely dialed in yet. It's still a little hot, in my opinion. But and I'm also considering a mic change at some point in the near future. Potentially, and because everyone's complaining the microphone's too much in my face, so we'll see about making a move there, but time will tell. We'll keep experimenting and moving the ball forward here, but I want to thank you for being part of the family here, and those of you that are insiders, it is greatly appreciated. If you appreciate the value for value model and you feel I'm providing value to you, providing you information, providing you news and information that you normally wouldn't find, you know, please consider a $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month monthly contribution to the show. It really goes a long way. And we really do, and I really do, I really appreciate it when you sign up and become an insider and support me for as low as 6.7 cents a day. It's been my pleasure to bring you the show. Lots moving forward. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time on the Geek News Central podcast. Geeknews@gmail.com is a place to email your commentary. We appreciate everyone. Take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.